Hold on, America. No liquefied natural gas terminals, and we'll tell you why. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 26th day of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, so AI is a good deal, right? Well, maybe, but maybe not so much. Ask Taylor Swift, President Biden, and the estate of George Carlin. Utah is not so hot on DEI stuff, it would seem. American Express had an excellent fourth quarter. We'll share those numbers with you and why that happened. We've got the Wall Street Report, and finally, so is the whole EV thing a fad? We'll share what automakers are doing. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you are spending some time with us again today. Programming note, we are back on the air this coming Sunday, noon Central, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Want to reach us on Twitter, which is now known as X, it's at IOB_NewsHour. On Threads, it's Insight on Business. Our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. The Biden administration has said it's delaying consideration of new natural gas export terminals in the U.S., even as gas shipments to Europe and Asia have soared since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The decision by President Biden, announced as the 2024 presidential election year kicks off, aligns the Democratic president with environmentalists who fear that huge increases in exports of liquefied natural gas, or LNG, is locking in potentially catastrophic planet warming emissions when Biden is pledged to cut climate pollution in half by 2030. Industry groups and Republicans condemned the pause as a win for Russia, while environmentalists cheered it as a way to address climate change and counter Biden's approval of the huge Willow oil project in Alaska just last year. Well, first, it was a computer-generated voice of President Biden urging voters in New Hampshire to skip writing in the president's name. That went out to some 25,000 voters, and yes, the federal government is attempting to find out who did it. It is a federal offense, you know. Well, now we get word that AI has created a raft of pornographic deepfake images sexualizing people without their consent. And now, according to the Associated Press, AI has hit its most famous victim, and that would be singer Taylor Swift. All of this is drawing attention to a problem that tech platforms and anti-abuse groups have struggled to solve. Sexually explicit and abusive fake images of Swift began circulating widely this week on the social media platform X. Her ardent fan base, or Swifties, quickly mobilized, launching a counteroffensive on the program, formerly known as Twitter, and a hashtag #ProtectTaylorSwift to flood it with more positive images of the pop star. Some said they were reporting accounts that were sharing the deep fakes. The deepfake detecting group Reality Defender said it tracked a deluge of non-consensual pornographic material depicting Swift, particularly on X. Some images also made their way to Meta-owned Facebook and other social media platforms. Yeah, this AI stuff, what harm could come from that? Meta and X both said they object to this form of harassment, but yeah, but. Meanwhile, in yet another AI controversy, the estate of actor-comedian George Carlin is suing a media company behind a fake hour-long comedy special that purportedly uses artificial intelligence to recreate the late stand-up's comic style and material. The AP is reporting the lawsuit filed in federal court in Los Angeles asks that a judge order the podcast outlet Dudsley to immediately take down the audio special called George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead, in which a synthesis of Carlin delivers commentary on current events. Carlin, by the way, died back in 2008. Carlin's daughter, Kelly Carlin, said in a statement that the work is a poorly executed facsimile cobbled together by unscrupulous individuals to capitalize on the extraordinary goodwill her father established with his adoring fan base. But AI is such a good thing, right? Wall Street ended the week with mixed results. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. The Associated Press is reporting that Utah's legislature became the latest in the U.S. to pass a bill Friday prohibiting diversity training, hiring, and inclusion programs at universities and in state government. The bill that cleared the State House and Senate by wide margins now heads to Utah Governor Spencer Cox, a Republican who has said he is likely to sign such a bill into law. Headed into the final year of his first term as governor, Cox has shifted right on diversity, equity, and inclusion. After vetoing a ban on transgender students playing in girls' sports back in 2022, Cox signed a bill in 2023 regulating discussion of race and religion in public schools to ban, for example, the teaching that anybody can be racist merely because of their race. Under the Utah bill, universities and governments would not be allowed to have offices dedicated to promoting diversity. They also could not require employees to submit statements of commitment to DEI. American Express's fourth quarter profits jumped a whopping 23% from last year, as more card members kept a running balance on their accounts compared with previous years, meaning more interest income for the credit card issuer. But a considerable rise in maintained balances, up 17% from last year, as well as a rise in delinquencies and credit losses, can raise questions about the financial health of American Express card members, who are typically more financially stable and more likely to pay off balances at the end of each month. The New York company posted a profit of $1.93 billion, or $2.62 a share. That's up from a profit of $1.75 billion, or $2.07 a share, in the same period last year. On Friday, Wall Street closed its latest winning week with a mixed finish. Drops for technology stocks dragged on the market. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday, losing 3 points. It's the first decline for the index after it set record highs for 5 straight days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%, or 60 points, to close at 38,109, while the weakness for tech stocks dragged the NASDAQ composite down by 0.4%, losing 55 points and ending the week at 15,455. West Texas Intermediate crude gained 87 cents and bounced up to $78.23 a barrel. The 10-year Treasury yield also was up fractionally at 4.139%. And finally, there is this, and this is about EVs. Might they all be just a fad? Back in the early 1990s, every self-respecting American yuppie and retired suburban couple bought an electric bread maker with sales hitting 4 million units. But the fad soon faded as those amateur bakers discovered that stuffing a precise quantity of ratio of flour, eggs, butter, yeast, and salt into a metal box takes time and costs much more than strolling to the local corner bakery. The question now is, are plug-in electric vehicles the bread makers of our day? MarketWatch is reporting that despite Tesla chief executive Elon Musk's entrepreneurial brilliance and billions of dollars in U.S. government subsidies to support EVs, it appears that consumers still prefer to drive to a gas station for a 5-minute fill-up, then try to retrofit their garage and suffer the range anxiety that comes from hunting for a charging station in the parking lot of an abandoned shopping mall. J.D. Power reports that 21% of public chargers don't work in any case. So what about those vehicles? Well, the evidence is rolling in fast. Earlier this month, Hertz, which purchased 100,000 Teslas to great fanfare back in 2021, executed a squealing 180-degree turn and began dumping one-third of its EV fleet, taking a $245 million charge against its earnings. Its pledge to buy 175,000 EVs from GM will likely also go up in smoke. Meanwhile, consumers are buying hybrids at a brisk pace. Outside of wealthy, trendy communities, consumers are walking past plug-in EVs and snapping up those hybrids. In the fourth quarter of last year, EV sales crawled upward by just 1.3%. According to Edmunds, EVs tend to sit on dealer lots for about 3 weeks longer than gasoline-powered cars, with Mercedes-Benz EQS units languishing for 4 months. Wow. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. A reminder, we're back on News Talk 1540 KXEL on Sunday, noon central. And we'll have the best stories of the past week, plus two engaging business interviews. Join us, will you? Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.